Hello, you're listening to a Bide and Thrive podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to be a reminder, to be an encouragement, and to uplift you in your walk with God. So join me as we unravel scripture and just learn what it means to abide in Him in our everyday life. So go grab your journal and go grab your pen and let's get into it together. Hi friends, welcome back to Abide and Thrive podcast. I'm your host Bria, and I am very, very excited to talk about this week's topic, which is living a life set apart from the world. I believe that this topic is just so important as believers, as followers of God. It's the foundation of why we do what we do and who we are. It's definitely the foundation of my walk with God. And I just hope that this encourages you. I hope that it reminds you of who you are and how we ought to live our lives in a world like today. And so starting off, I want to read from 1 Peter verses chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. And it says, "But you are not like that. For you are a chosen people, you are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for He called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light. Once you had no identity as people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from the worldly desires that rage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors, that even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when He judges the world." And wow, what a reminder that is for us to live a life that brings glory to God. Live a life that when people see us, that they act, that they think to themselves, "Wow, this person's different." Or, "Wow, this person is something, there's something about that person that is just, that's different. And I want that." And the thing that they want will be the Holy Spirit. The thing that they want will be a life of salvation. And so I believe as believers, as followers of God, we're called to live a life set apart from the world. And I also think the body, the church, has become desensitive to the things of the world. It seems to me as the church has become like the world. Like, you look at the church and you see no different. Or you look at someone who calls themselves a Christian and look at someone who lives in the world who's a unbeliever, and you see no difference. There should be a difference in the way that we walk, talk, live, treat others than the person who calls himself an atheist. We have become desensitive to the things of the world. When we are born again, we are no longer of this world. We no longer have the same desires we did before salvation. We no longer want to go out and party and drink and be involved in ungodly things that don't reflect who Jesus is. We are to let the way we live our life be a testimony that we are truly a child of God. I believe that lukewarmness is real. It's a real thing, and it's honestly something that I'm very passionate about. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later on in this podcast, in this episode, about being lukewarm and just my journey of what that looked like for me as I was following God. But we cannot have one foot in the world and the other foot in God. We have to choose who we're going to serve. We have to choose wisely, because at the end of the day, our life will determine if we will spend eternity with Jesus or spend eternity away from Him. And so I kind of want to just talk about my journey of following God and what that looked like at an early age. And so I've always grown up in the church. I've always known who God was, known about God, but it wasn't until seventh grade at the age of 13, in middle school, when I started to learn about who He was for myself. And when I start to learn about my identity in Him and who He was for me and what He did for me, and what it meant to truly follow Jesus with my whole heart, with my life, my actions, the way I treated people. And I just believe He taught me these things at an early age, and seventh grade as a 13-year-old, a preteen, because He wanted to give me that foundation. I believe he gave me a choice to choose to live for Him or live for the world. And I'm just so, when I look back on my life, I'm so thankful and so grateful for the people that He's placed in my life and the times that He did, because I believe it protected me, especially entering into high school. Like, to know what I knew entering into high school, it changed the whole path of my life, and I'm just so thankful to God for that. I learned what it looked like to not follow God. I learned what the results were for not following God, and I knew I didn't want that for my life. I knew I didn't want a life of bondage and addiction and pain. Well, we're going to be in pain regardless, because living a life as a Christian or as a follower of God is going to be hard. But I knew I didn't want to live a life of bondage and addiction, and I knew I didn't want to open doors that were going to be hard to close. And so I decided at 13 that I was going to be different. I was going to be different from my family. I was going to be different from my peers. And I wanted to live a life set apart. I wanted Jesus to dwell. I wanted Him to use me. I wanted Him to be proud and well pleased of me. And honestly, y'all, that is all God. Holy Spirit, I have Him to thank for that. But I knew I didn't want a life of destruction. I wanted a life of fruitfulness and of joy and peace and patience. And I wanted a life that was with God. And so with that being said, I had to make a lot of sacrifices. I had to choose to stop hanging around certain people. I had to choose to stop talking to certain people, I didn't like cut people off, but I had to make a decision if I was going to hang around this friend group or if I was going to go find someone else to go talk to or be alone. I also believe that choosing to follow God is a sacrifice, and it requires loneliness at some times. It requires isolation in certain periods of our walk. And so I had to do that. I had to isolate myself, and I had to find new friend groups. I started to just become more intimate with Jesus. I started to journal and read my Bible and listen to worship music. For the first time, I grew up with gospel music. I started listening to like worship music and like Carrie Job and Bethel and Upper Room, and I started to discover who God was for myself. I also, during this time, I chose not to dress a certain way and changed the way that I dressed, because I wanted the way I dressed to honor God, to resemble who God was. I wanted my clothing to reflect Jesus, and I didn't want to draw unwanted attention to myself. And I wanted to just honor my body, honor God with my body. And so I chose not to dress a certain way or to not wear super revealing clothing. I chose to not curse, which was, I feel like, the biggest thing, especially in middle school and going into high school. I choose not to to curse and choose not to speak words of death or discouragement over myself or over my peers, but to speak life over them and over myself. I also chose not to listen to secular music for a period of time. I chose this, but of course, that was difficult from being a Taylor Swift, One Direction, Katy Perry, loving girl. Like, that was difficult. But for a season of my life, for I think a month or so, it wasn't very long, but that was a sacrifice that I had to make. And also just music that was degrading. And so these little sacrifices as a 13-year-old were big sacrifices. But the beautiful thing about that is that God honors your obedience. He honors your sacrifice. He honors your willingness to follow him and to lay down your desires. He honors that. And so I believe those small things, those small acts of obedience, God was using that to cultivate and to mold and shape me into who I am today. And he showed me what it truly meant to follow him and not to just follow him when people are watching, but follow him behind closed doors to build an intimate relationship with him, and to learn who he was for myself. And I just believe living a life set apart means that we're going to be uncomfortable. We're going to be in uncomfortable seasons of our lives or in uncomfortable places in our life. And I love what John 15:18 says. It says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And so if we're hated by the world, if we're hated by a peer for being different, then it encourages us that they hated Jesus for spreading the gospel. And so if they hated Jesus, then to like, I love this, to live is Christ, to die is gain. And I believe that it's encouraging to know that if we are living for God, then we're gonna be persecute, like it's gonna happen. But what an honor it is to do it for him. And I know it's definitely more harder than it sounds, but I believe that everyone has a purpose. Everyone has a calling. There's a nation, there's a people group, there's somebody somewhere that needs you to reach them, to share the gospel, that needs your smile, that needs your spirit, that needs your passion for revival, that needs your passion for unseen people to be seen, that needs your passion for people groups to hear the gospel. There's someone somewhere that needs that, but we cannot do that on our own will. And so what that means is that we have to live a life set apart to reach those people. We have to live a life of holiness, live a life of obedience, live a life of laying our lives down daily to pick up God's cross. And I believe in the midst of those things, he cultivates the fruits inside of us. And he uses those things to reach his people. And so as believers, we are called to, and it is, I believe, a necessity to live a life set apart, to live a life different. And this could be very difficult and it could be painful because you're choosing to let go of a certain life that you once knew. And so, or even choosing, if you even grew up in the church, learning who God is in a different way, he may take you through a trial to reveal himself to you in a new way. And I want to read some scriptures that really kind of hone in to this topic. So 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, then the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. When we choose to give our lives to God, when we choose to live a life that is different, that is set apart, the old life dies. Our desires are no longer for the things of the world. Therefore, we begin to hunger and thirst after him. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 15 through 16 says, "But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, 'Be holy because I am holy.'" And so learning that because God is holy, I could be holy. Because God is holy, then I want my actions in my life to be pleasing to him, to be a sweet fragrance to him. I want him to be well pleased with my life. And as a middle schooler, hearing what will happen if I was to pass away from this life, depart from me because I never knew you, really struck my heart. Like, I was like, I don't want that to happen to me. I want to be with God. Like, I don't want to live in eternity away from him. And so I want him to know me, and I want to know him. And so that really struck me as a 13-year-old, hearing those words, hearing we can go to church all we want. We could say we're Christian, but if God doesn't know us, and if we don't know who he is, if we don't truly have that relationship with him, then we can possibly hear those words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And that definitely struck me as a 13-year-old. I also love this scripture from Galatians 2 verses 20. It says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live is in the body. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And to think that God died for us, that God loves us so much, that he would die for us, that he would endure such pain for us. I think that's just a testimony of the greatest action of love. And if our Father loves us so much, and there's people who are broken and hurting, and people who don't feel loved, or people who are suicidal, they need to know that gospel. They need to know that truth. And so living a life of following Jesus means just that. It means sharing the gospel to that hurting person, or walking in the calling that God's placed on your life. And so I kind of want to close with just this thought that the church must be set apart. It is time for us to awake, to not be like the world. We should be different. We should walk different. We should stand out. We should not be of this world. We're called to be set apart, to be different, and to resemble God. And so if you're struggling with this, if you're walking through this season of your life, when you're having a difficult time choosing God, or choosing a peer, or choosing a lifestyle that is not bringing life but bringing destruction, I just want to tell you that you're not alone, and that you have a choice. Our sin nature is there. It's always going to be there because we're human. But however, if you let the Holy Spirit lead you, he will lead you to a path of life and a path of righteousness. If you listen to that voice, listen to that urge or that tugging on your heart, be obedient to that. If you're feeling an urge to, or a pull to step away from a certain friend group or a lifestyle, I would just listen to the Holy Spirit. He's setting you apart in the midst of that. He's pursuing you, and he wants you to know that he loves you, and that his thoughts of you outnumber all of the grains of sand, and they're all beautiful thoughts of you. And I know it's hard. I've been there. I know it's hard, but we have to make a decision. who will be our God? Who will you allow to control your life? Will you allow the wages of sin, bondage, and depression, anxiety? And yes, those things come with being a follower of God too. But would you allow those things to rule over your life? Or would you allow the creator of creativity, the creator of our beings do that for you? Create to tell you who you are, to tell you why you were created and who you are in Him. We're supposed to be, as believers, we're called to be image bearers of God. And so I want to ask you, who will you follow? Who will we follow as a church? And where do we want to be when this life is over? Will you cross the line because it's time? There's no time to live with one foot in the world and one foot out. So my question to you today is, will you cross the line because it's time to live a life set apart? And so friends, I just pray and hope that this podcast, this episode was encouraging, that it brought conviction to you, and maybe grab a journal and jot down some things that you see in yourself, or ask God to reveal parts in you that are not pleasing to Him. That's always been my heart. God, please reveal to me, God, that what's inside of me. Reveal to me, Lord, reveal to me what's not pleasing to you. And so I pray that God speaks to you, and that the words or the scriptures that were used, I pray that it will encourage you and remind you that we're called to be different. We're not called to be like Sally Sue and like the rap people. I don't know. We're called to be different and not of this world. When people see you and people see me, they should see Jesus in you. And so just think about that. Think about where you're standing and who you are, and think about the purposes and plans that God has declared over your life and how you're walking that out. Because there's people who need you. There's people who need your light. And God will use you. The Holy Spirit will use you. But first, it requires sacrifice. And so maybe even jot down some things that you feel God telling you that you need to sacrifice in this season that you're in life. And so I pray that this is encouraging. I pray that it's helpful. And I pray you know you are so incredibly loved, and you are not alone in this walk. This walk can be difficult, but you're not alone. We're in this together. So friends, thank you so much for joining me for episode 2, which is absolutely insane. Episode 2. Thank you for joining me for episode 2 in the Abide and Thrive podcast. I hope that you all will give me some feedback on what you think, and what you would like to see from Abide and Thrive podcast, and ways that you want to see this podcast be a form of encouragement and light to your life and those around you. So remember that you're so loved and that you are not alone. And I love you guys, and I'll see you in episode 3. Thanks, guys. Bye.